it's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1960.
We have now arrived in September of 1960. What were things like in Half Moon Bay back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, board names high school site of 36 acres. A site a quarter mile north of Half Moon Bay Shopping District has been selected for the proposed new Half Moon Bay High School. A minimum of 32 acres is required by state law for any school seeking financial aid. Fast forward 55 years later, and the home of the Cougars at the Half Moon Bay High School is still going strong up Lewis Foster Drive. And Albert Aldrovino announces his candidacy. Two incumbent Half Moon Bay City Councilmen announced this week they will seek re-election to the offices they now hold in this still very young city. A third member of the present council, whose seat will be up for election, Albert Kitty Fernandez, is not expected to file for re-election. In announcing his intentions to run again, Aldrovino said, "I feel as if at least one of the members of the Half Moon Bay City Council should represent the agricultural community." New oil drilling in San Gregorio. The San Mateo County Planning Department has given Neve Petroleum development clearance on four notices of intention to drill for oil in the La Honda area. These will be exploratory holes on a 160-acre parcel by the Texaco Corporation. And now for a little local history from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Garage sale fever is in the air. The citywide sale proves to be a very popular thing in our town. Our family loves garage sales, not so much giving them as going to see them to find what treasures may lurk in other people's garages. Our family has some fun garage sale stories. My mom and I went to a sale in Montera and found an antique cheese grater, which my mom thought would be appropriate for the Johnson House kitchen, where she's a docent and conducts tours. She paid for it, and as she mentioned it, it would be donated there. The woman replied, "Oh my gosh, that's great, because that belonged to my grandmother, and she was the last person to rent rooms in the Johnson House before it became unrentable." One year, the entire family frequented in garage sales because we decided all of our Christmas gifts had to be from a flea market or garage sale. My sister got a huge working ceiling that she loves. I got lights fixtures, which we hang in the inn. Gifts were piled almost to the ceiling. It was one of the most wonderful gift-giving experiences we had in years of Christmas. This is a good time to put in a plug for Adopt a Family. It's such a heartwarming thing to do and nice for our kids to help shop for other kids who don't have much. They always need volunteers for wrapping, etc. So check the papers and see how you can get involved in this year's Adopt a Family. 1960. What started out as a state of hostility between Russia and the United States after World War II continues in what is called the Cold War. The two major powers vie for influence in various parts of the world. France tests its first atomic bomb and joins those countries with nuclear bomb technology. And the United States sends troops into Vietnam following the French withdrawal in 1954 and the fight against the communist North Vietnam. John Kennedy is elected president with one of the smallest margins in history. The sexual revolution begins with the use of birth control pills and Hugh Hefner opening a Playboy Club in Chicago. Notably, technical achievements include the invention of the laser and the heart pacemaker. A tidal wave in Morocco kills 12,000. How much are things costing in 1960? Average cost of a new house is $12,700, or you can rent for $98. A loaf of bread is 20 cents, and a gallon of gas is 25 cents. Popular movies include Psycho, The Magnificent Seven, and Ben-Hur. Top 40 hits include a vocal duo from Brownie, Kentucky. They broke into the music scene 3 years ago with a series of hits, and they continue to top the charts. Here's Don and Phil, a.k.a. the Everly Brothers, and the solid gold five hits at number one favorite, Kathy's Clown. This Newark, New Jersey-born singer-actress appeared in such movies as Where the Boys Are and Follow the Boys. Her hit music began in 1958, and now, in 1960, she's still selling tons of records. 16 weeks on the charts, two at number one. Here's Connie Francis and Everybody's Somebody's Fool.
I'm
Every week a new adventure as we travel back in time with the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time, we hope to see you soon. Thanks for listening. This is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.